if I give you a dime, all we'll have is $1.90 for dinner.
Never mind $1.90. This dime will get us dinner.
Who are you calling, Sarge?
Remember Hilda?
The fat one?
Yes, she's fat, which only means she eats good. And I understand she does her own cooking. Let me handle it. You can't be too particular. So what if a dame is a little fat and a little sloppy? Hello! Hilda, how are you, darling? This is Andy Boy. There's some friends of mine and I were in the neighborhood. We thought we'd give you a buzz, as they say. You want us to come right over? Well, after all, Hilda, it is dinner time. We do hate to barge in on you like this. You're not having dinner. You're on a diet. Well, if you think it's for your appearance, it's all right. Beep, beep. Oh, there's the bus. We must run. Thank you very much, Hilda. Take care.
No, we can't delve into the Capitol anymore. Let's sit down. Just relax, let the old Sarge handle it.
You see, gentlemen, I'm
ordering a well-balanced meal. It's all in your attitude. And gentlemen, tonight you will eat like kings. Just let me handle this. We start off with 2 hamburgers, side order of shoestring potatoes, some coleslaw, 3 coffees, 2 donuts, split by down the middle. I believe that comes to exactly $1.80, which I know we have between us.
It's mine, 85 cents.
That's my bankroll, 95 cents.
My host, I salute you. See? Now, who said 3 couldn't eat as cheap as 2?
Yeah, especially if 2 have money.
Oh, that's a bitter remark.
Well, if it isn't Sergeant Bittermillion Bilko. Hey, look at all the money on the table. When is the Brinks truck coming over to pick it up?
Hold it a minute.
Just loose. Say, Pudgy, baby.
Pudgy,
baby. All right.
You're right, Bernie.
No doubt about it.
I win the bet.
Right. What's the bet?
That you are the ugliest sergeant in the United States Army.
Very funny, Bilko, but I'm the one that's laughing. Take a look at this.
$96.
Wow!
And I owe it all to you, Bilko.
Oh, I seem to remember. I must have loaned him that last
time. Oh, no! Not this money. This is the money I save by not betting with you. And you want to know something? I'm going to save this much every month the same way.
Yeah, me too, Bilko. We're not your patsies anymore.
Now, just make up your mind, boys. It'll just put you in a higher tax bracket. Who are you going to give it to? Uncle Sam or Uncle Ernie?
Don't worry. I got my own idea how to spend it.
Please, you're spoiling my appetite.
Psst. Hey, look. There she is.
Oh, hold my hand, Rupert. I'm weak.
Hello, Gladys.
Oh, it's you.
How about a date tonight when you get through?
No, thanks.
Why, Gladys?
I'm sick of going out with you and Ritzik. Why does he have to come along all the time?
He's my pal.
Well, then why doesn't he stay home and talk to his wife?
Look, if you want to, I'll stay home. But don't tell me who to talk to.
Well, maybe. I'm off day after tomorrow. I'll let you know.
Oh, thanks, Gladys. Thanks a lot. You're sweet. Come, Rupert. It's all settled. She's going to think about it.
Congratulations, Francis.
Hey, Sarge, how about them hamburgers? I'm starved.
Yeah, here, here. Service! Service!
Can I help you?
Can she help us? We've been sitting here 20 minutes. She wants to know if she can... Miss, normally we're easygoing guys, but we don't...
May I have your order?
What's your hurry, my dear? We're in no particular rush. I've been in here many times. I don't believe I've seen your lovely face before. It is lovely, you know.
How do you want your hamburgers?
Hamburgers, indeed. Now, do I look like the hamburger type?
We'll start with oysters Rockefeller, some green turtle soup, pheasant, cherries Jubilee.
Oh, yes, you better start them chilling a bottle of champagne.
Are you kidding? We don't have any of those things.
You don't? Oh, fellows. Why do you bring me here? It's dull, dull, dull. Well, I guess I'll have to eat at the Cotillion Club tonight again.
The Cotillion Club? That's the most expensive restaurant in town.
Oh, is it? Well, I wouldn't know. I just dine and sign.
Gee, I've never been to the Cotillion Club.
Oh, you haven't, but my dear, you must go. And when you do go, ask for the chef and tell him you want the Bilko Bubalaise. Oh, it's a splendid dish. And you... Oh, well, why even discuss it? Why don't I just take you there?
Oh, I'm off day after tomorrow.
That would be Wednesday. Oh, that's a splendid day. That's Guinea Hen on the Glass Day. Oh, we'll love it. And that's a date there.
Gladys.
Gladys. I could swear your name would be Kim. She does resemble that Novak girl, doesn't she?
I suppose you don't want anything then.
Oh, well, I... While we're here, you might as well bring us 3 coffees. Oh, just a minute, Kim. I mean, Gladys. Here's $1.50 for your trouble.
Oh, thank you.
Quite all right, my dear.
Hi. My usual 90%. Yeah, Ernie, how are you going to keep that date with her? The Cotillion Club's got to cost you at least 40 or 50 bucks.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Ah, here it is. Now, you gentlemen ever heard of that great American institution? Guess how many beans are on the jar?
What's a gimmick, Sarge?
All right. How many beans would you guess there are in here?
Oh, about 50,000.
Ah, that's your guess. Yeah. You agree to that?
Sure.
All righty. Observe. Beans are pasted on the inside of the jar.
There are exactly 333 beans here.
That's very clever, Sarge. But the guys will never hold still for one of us winning the contest.
Oh, really? Well, that's where I display my brilliance. That's why I'll be eating in the Cotillion Club and you poor souls will be eating in the mess hall. When are the men due back from Charles?
Just about now, Sarge.
All right, follow me.
Right.
Now, gentlemen, how about a game of chance? Freeze!
This is the thanks I get, huh, for trying to fill your day with a little amusing knick-knackeries. This is the reaction I get. I
have a good mind not to go through.
Oh, no,
with
go ahead, Sarge, go ahead.
All right, if you insist. Now, pay attention. I have here a bean jar. Now, for a dollar each, you can guess how many beans there are in this jar.
Oh,
Carla, I'd like to point out that neither Corporal Barbella, Corporal Henshaw, or I will be in this contest.
Yay!
Thank you for that vote of confidence. Now, all the money. I repeat, all the money will go to the man who guesses closest how much beans there are in the jar. Now, here it is. Steady it, observe it, don't touch it. Take a guess.
I'd say there's about 20,000 beans in there.
Hey, you're crazy. Look how big. I bet you ain't no more than 14,000.
It provokes your imagination, doesn't it? Well, happy hunting, men.
I was a real hunch, and I'll tell you how much it is. Just one thing. If you're running this contest on a level, how do you end up with the money?
Elementary. When Doberman wins the contest, it'll be a cinch getting the money from him.
Doberman's gonna win?
Of course. There are exactly 333 beans in the jar. Doberman will guess the closest.
Observe.
Doberman, look at the name of your son. Hey, Nanny!
Yeah, Nanny.
Yes,
Sergeant?
Yeah,
get in, Dwayne.
Come in. Now, Dwayne, what time did I give you that detail for the furnace?
4 o'clock this morning, Sergeant. It was so...
4 o'clock? In the Army, we don't say 4 o'clock, we say 0400. If you're going to be military, it's 0400. 0400. Now, what is it?
0400.
That's better. Remember that. Oh, incidentally, Corporal Henshaw, did you give me the inventory from the stock at the motor pool?
Right, sir.
Oh, yes, you did tell me. There were 400 spark plugs in stock.
That's right.
Ah, I must remember. Heavens, what was that number you just told me?
0400.
No, that was the first. Remember, Henshaw just gave me. I got it completely.
400.
400. Thank you. I'll remember it from now on. 400. Thank you. Oh, Corporal.
Yeah.
Did you hear from that young lady in Philadelphia you've been carrying on a little romance with? You know, the girl in society? The girl in the 400?
Oh, no. She never answered any of my letters.
Oh, isn't that a shame? He must have written her at least 400 times. Never heard from her once. 400 letters. 400 times this lovesick boy wrote that girl and never heard from her. Shame. Oh, incidentally, Dwayne, I know you're going in the bean contest. What number did you pick?
Gee, I haven't given up much thought, Charlie.
Oh, just think of any number in hand. What number comes to mind?
Gosh, I don't. 400.
Good. You stick with that number.
I will. Gee, I don't know how I happened to think of that number.
Oh, Dwayne, would you help me get my music stand, please? I want to practice a little. You see, when you don't practice the trombone continually, you lose your lip. Will you hold this? I'll get the music. Now, wherever did I leave that piece? What? What angel blew that note? You? Oh, you fellas are pulling my leg. It was the radio play. Now, you're kidding. You? Let me hear it again. Yes, I'm crying. Crying in confusion. I've practiced all my life. Here's a man picks up a horn and in one blow shatters all my illusions. Ferris, I'll never play this trombone again. It's yours. Take it.
I can't?
Yes, for $50.
$50? But, Sarge, I'm broke.
Look, nobody expects a musician to have cash. You pay me when and if you get the money.
Gee, that's mighty nice of you, Sarge.
Oh, thinking nothing of it. Just send me some passes when you're playing at Birdland. I'll go practice. Practice. If you want to bow in awe, you may.
Sarge, I just want to say, I'm proud to know you.
All right, go on. Get out there. Keep an eye on a bead jar. I got some paperwork.
Right, Sarge.
We're trying to think here.
Just for that, I want to invite you to Birdland.
Take it easy. Look, you're starting to sweat.
I'll strangle him with my bare hands.
Well, maybe Gladys was kidding you. Maybe she didn't give Bilko a date.
Gladys don't kid. I'll murder him.
Look at you. You're going to get an ulcer.
Hey, you guys, you want to get so many beans in the jar? Only a buck a throw.
Where's Bilko? In his room?
Yeah, but he's busy.
Never mind. Come on.
All right. Give me two cards. Come on, you guys. Ante up.
Bilko, I'm going to murder you. Get up.
No. Flying Fox can't win on a wet track. Yes, Colonel Hall. I'll take care of it right away, sir. Thank you, Mr. President. I'd love to play another nine holes.
Hey, look, what a jerk. He's talking in his sleep.
Doberman, you don't have to pay me for the trombone until you win the bean jar contest.
Hey, let's wake him up.
Shh. What about the bean jar contest?
Contest fixed. Everybody guesses high.
How many beans?
Doberman, you're another Lawrence Welk.
How many beans?
333.
Did you hear that, Ritchie? 333.
What are you guys doing here?
You
want to see me?
Oh, no. I just kind of tell you that there's no hard feelings about you taking Gladys out.
Oh, I'm glad you're taking that attitude. After all, I mean, it was kismet. Poor girl took one look at me. She was hurt. Sometimes I curse this handsome face of mine.
Hey, Sarge, we all got numbers picked out. We want to have the contest now.
Good, let's go. Excuse me, we have business.
All right, gentlemen,
this is officially on. All right, lineup, we'll do this in an orderly fashion. Gentlemen, I'd like to point out in the palm of my left hand, I have the winning number. Now we'll have your dollars and your guesses.
Sarge, $5, five chances.
Very good.
House 23,000.
Good chance. Here, here.
I'm taking four chances. House 12,500.
Very good. Very good. You're showing good thinking.
Zimmerman,
9,000. Zimmerman did it again. Move. 36, 22, 35. Good number. That's familiar.
Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, what made you think of that?
I'm always thinking of it.
You're healthy. Healthy.
Yes, sir.
Good man. Keep
I
it
got
moving.
The winner, Sarge.
He's got it again. Let's go.
Here you are, Sarge.
Yes, it's he remembered the lessons. All right. That's it.
All right, gentlemen. And the winner is...
Wait a minute. Here's my dollar. I think I'll take a chance.
Why not? The more the merrier. Just write your guess down on the piece of paper.
40,000?
Why not make it 80,000?
No, I think I'll take a really wild guess. Here. I know it's a foolish guess.
Don't say that. You've got as much chance as anybody else. 333. Well, now the winner is...
333. Don't tell me this wins. What a coincidence.
It almost sounds like somebody told you. Hey, this is the greatest thing that ever happened to us. Bilko talking in his sleep.
Yeah, he'll never be able to take us again. Come on. Hold it. All the men asleep.
Paparelli, button those buttons. Norman.
No, Miss Agerstrom. I didn't pull Marion Colby's hair.
Hey, he's dreaming about when he was a kid. Say, ask him about the fly in the bottle. He won a fortune from me with that game. Okay.
Bilko, what about the fly in the bottle?
Fly in the bottle? Big secret.
What about the fly in the bottle?
Before I let the fly out of the bottle, I take some sugar and I sprinkle it all in.
This is a real emergency.
Got a date with this beautiful doll.
Sarge, we just ain't got it. We're busted.
We don't have it.
Sarge, they're leveling.
All right. Fall out.
This ain't the army. It's Paupers Anonymous.
How are you, old boy?
How you doing, Ernie?
Well, there they are. Russia's secret weapon.
Well, looks like I broke your lucky streak yesterday, Ernie.
Yeah, from now on, you're not going to be that tough to take.
Oh, well, maybe you'd like a little more action, huh?
Yes.
Well, you name it. What would you want? Little cards, poker, running broad jump, anything you want, I'll take it from you.
All right, let me think. Ooh, I got it. Fly in the bottle.
Okay.
That's right. Wait a minute. You let the fly out of the bottle, the first one he lights on wins the money.
It's a bet.
Wait a minute. What are we betting? How much?
Oh,
Well, how about this watch?
Oh, no.
It's a real sign.
No, let's make it worthwhile. Like, say, your next month's pay against this.
You're on. It's a bet. I'll get the bottle of wine.
Rock, Henshaw, lay out the chair.
Right, Sarge.
Come on, baby. I'm going to let you out for your dinner. Eh? See the nice sugar? You come to me like you always do. You see it? That's a good little boy.
All right, suckers. Here's my IOU.
Here's a fly in the bottle. Now, remember the rules. You sit in your chair with your arms folded. You don't move out of the chair. The first one the fly lights on wins all the dough, okay?
Okay.
Right. Let it out.
Let it out. Here's the fly.
Come on, baby. Mm-hmm.
He went on his nose. We win.
We win.
We win.
Hey, Sergeant Bilko, the master. What a laugh.
Bilko, think of another game you want to play.
Yeah, come on. Oh, I must be very careful how I eat after this. I seem to have some maple syrup on my face.
Oh, come on. So long, sucker.
A pink fly.
Don't take it so hard, Ernie. Anybody can lose once in a while. You'll get even.
Sure, but tomorrow you'll be beating their brains out again.
Well, sure. Not only will I be broke for my date with Gladys tomorrow, I'll be broke for the whole next month.
Maybe you were too tired, Sarge. You were up with them awfully late last night.
But what do you mean up with them?
With them?
Yes, Sarge. I heard you talking with Ritchick and Grover in your room last night. It was way past midnight.
What are you talking about? Midnight, I was asleep. How did they... I begin to smell a rat. I mean, two rats.
Salt.
They put salt in the sugar?
That's why the fly didn't come to you.
Well, how did they know about the gimmick?
Seems when I was asleep last night, I had my big mouth open.
Yeah, that little mistake cost you a month's pay, Ernie.
All right, I'll get that month's pay and more of theirs with it to boot.
How?
Next time I talk in my sleep, I'll know what I'm talking about. Thanks, Dobie. Thanks for the tip. I could kiss you. But that grateful I'm not.
Hey, fellas.
Say, Ernie, I hope you don't feel bad about what happened today.
Oh, you can't win them all.
Yeah, sure. I wouldn't be surprised if you were due for a streak.
Hey, yeah. And then I could bet my pay for the month after next.
Yeah, that's a bet.
What?
I don't know. Anything. Say something.
How about betting how many men show up for reveille tomorrow morning?
I'll bet you we come closer than you.
Okay. I say
that... No. You don't have to tell us now. We'll meet you tomorrow morning before reveille in your barracks. And we'll make our guess then.
I see. You want me to sleep on it first?
That's right. Let's all sleep on it. Oh, I'm tired. I think I'm turning early.
Yeah, me too. I could hardly keep my eyes open. How about you, Ernie? You look a little tired.
Shut eyes. You know what they say, early to bed, early to rise. Makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise.
How true.
I'll see you tomorrow morning.
He'll see us tomorrow morning. But we'll see him tonight first.
Sarge, what if they don't come? Maybe they went to bed.
They'll come. There's something they want to know. You got a hench looking for him?
Yes, sir.
They want to find out how many men are going to be at reveille. They're going to hear something they wish they never heard.
Here they come, Sarge.
Time for Bilko's revenge.
Good night.
Sweet prince.
Farewell.
Okay, he's asleep.
Oh, Gladys, please. Everybody's looking.
Hey, he's talking about your girl.
Gladys. You shouldn't say that. You shouldn't call Sergeant Grover a stupid clown.
How many turning out for reveille tomorrow, Ernie?
7 men on pass. 15 men on furlough. 65 men for reveille.
65.
Thanks, pal.
What's the matter? Is he sick?
Doctor.
Shh. Let's listen.
Doctor, give it to me straight. I can take it. 3 months? 3 months to live? This has got to be our secret. When my time comes, I'll be ready.
3 months to live. Did you know that?
No.
One little bug.
One little bug.
I, Ernest Lefolk, do hereby bequeath all my earthly possessions to my dear friends, Sergeants Grover, Sergeants Ritzik. This includes my GI insurance.
He's leaving everything to us.
What a swell guy he was.
Sing all. Sweet Caroline.
Hey, Sarge, what was that noise you made again?
No!
What's the next move, Sarge?
They make it, figure it out. They start thinking of all the money I lost to them. They want to give it back.
Yeah, and more.
Hey, the Rover boys will be here any minute. How do I look?
Great, Sarge.
Great. Well, that's no good. You got the talcum powder? Yeah. Got a mirror in there? Oh, Hank, do me a favor. In my locker, some shoe polish.
Right. Get it right away.
Look good. What's wrong?
Yeah.
Now, stand by the window. Let me know the minute you see them coming.
Right. What are you doing, Sarge?
What am I doing? Such misery from two sergeants you'll never see in your life again. When I get through with those two jerks, you'll think King Lear is a comedy.
See him yet? Hey, here they come up the company street.
I'm ready. How do I look?
Sarge, you're terrible.
Get out of here. It's pigeon plucker time.
Get this stuff out of here. Quick.
Morning, Ernie.
Hi, Ernie.
Hello, fellas. Hey, what a lovely day, guys. It's just great to be alive, isn't it?
Gee, Ernie, you don't look too good.
Oh, what are you talking about? He looks wonderful.
Yeah, well, that's what I meant to say. You look great.
Yeah, Ernie, you look just like if you came from Florida.
Oh, shucks, I'll live to be 100
Okay.
You're fine. Fine! How's everything? What's the matter with you guys? You look like you're going to a funeral.
Oh, Ernie, don't say that.
Hey, I know it's a little early. How about a little poker?
No, Ernie.
Oh, I know why. Because I'm broke, huh? Suppose I put up 6 months' salary. Wait, better make that 3 months. How about a little poker?
Oh, we'd like to, but we're broke.
You're broke? Anyway, what do you mean you're broke? Didn't you win all the money from me the last 2 days? What do you mean broke? You must have won at least $300. What is that?
We spent it.
You spent it? It was over $300 and you...
Excuse me. Hey, Grover, there's a guy outside to see you and Ritzik. Oh, they're right in here, sir.
Hey, didn't you have over three...
That's Grover, that one.
Sergeant Grover, I'm Dr. Granger. I got here as quickly as I could on the very first plane.
Doctor? What is this? Who's sick?
You are, Ernie. We know everything, and we want to get you the best medical care.
Yeah, this is Dr. Granger. He's one of the biggest specialists in the country.
What are you guys talking
about? We spent every cent to bring him here. And if he can save you, it'll be worth it.
Every cent? Does that mean the money I was going to win to take out Gladys, too?
Don't worry about Gladys. We told her you were sick, so she broke the date.
Yeah, she said she didn't want to catch anything from you.
Broke the date? Doctor, the money? Oh, doctor.
You look like a sick man to me.
I'm a very sick man.
Also seen in tonight's show were Joey Ross as Sergeant Ritzik, Jimmy Little as Sergeant Grover, Virginia DeLuce as Gladys, and Norman McKay as the doctor.